Hey, Secret Keeper Girl, you made it! This is the big finale to the Secret Keeper Girl Friendship Pack. I hope you've learned a lot of great stuff about friendship. You know, there's one kind of friendship we haven't talked about yet. You know what it is? Buckle up, my girlfriend. It's time to talk about friendship with boys. Did you know that guys and girls are different? Oh my, are they? In fact, ABC's John Stossel recently conducted an experiment to see just how different boys and girls can be. We're going to call it the sweet and sour test. You see, Stossel mixed up some delicious-looking lemonade. But appearances can be deceiving. You see, instead of adding sugar to his lemonade, he added salt. And lots of it. Their plan was to serve it to boys and to girls and to see how differently they reacted. The boys were first. "It needs some sugar," said the first boy. "It's terrible," said Hunter bluntly. And so it went. The boys kept acting as if something foul had just been given to them. And so it had. Next up, the girls. The first girl was Morgan.
It's good," she said politely.
Again and again, the girls drank the terrible stuff. They politely would take sips, even if they looked like they might choke. When Stossel pushed, they were honest, but still very sweet and very nice, even if the lemonade wasn't. "Why didn't you just tell me you didn't like it?" Stossel asked.
"I didn't want to be rude to you," said Samantha.
Other girls said the same kinds of things. The study demonstrated that girls and boys are different. And you know what? God intended it to be that way. God designed us to be different from boys. The Old Testament actually used a word for man that means hard, and the Old Testament word for woman means soft. You, my secret keeper girl, are as soft as a pillow and as tender as one too. God made us different on purpose, so we could complement each other in the beautiful, lifelong relationship of marriage. Okay, hold it right there. I'm not trying to take things too fast. In fact, it's really my intent to slow things down. You see, the differences were created to make a lifelong relationship last. They were not created so 10-year-olds could have summer fling romances. Yep, I said it. And you know it's happening all around you. What is it? Boy craziness. Here's what I found on one tween blog during the summer of 2008. "Dating is so stressful. Sometimes I think it's better if I was just single all the time, but as soon as I see an uber-cute boy walking down the mall, I forget all those crazy no-boyfriend thoughts and I dive right in. Me and my friends have made an oath. We will find the perfect boyfriend this summer. We just have to." That was written by a 12-year-old girl. Here's another. "My type is like black, longish hair, and, well, cute. Skater, surfer types are the ones I always fall for. Hot." Those are actual blog entries from tweens, and they break my heart. You see, God created the differences between guys and girls to be protected, and giving into the crowd's mindless boy craziness is not going to do that. Oh, my sweet secret keeper girl. Your SKG challenge today is to get into your mom's heart to talk about what relationships with boys are supposed to look like. And it's so much different from what the world throws your way every single day. To get in the mood for this talk, I'm sending you out to do something boys would love. Now, if your vocabulary doesn't include Tippmann Spider Ultimate Ion Paintball Gun, this is going to stretch you just a little bit. But I can promise you this, you are going to have a blast. And don't forget to come back for the ride home. You'll want to hear one last thing from Barlow Girl, the startling decision that they made about boys.